Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
All right, Jim Colony here, kind of dragged out of retirement, semi-retirement, here for a few hours. Well, yesterday with Dorn and then today by my lonesome. And we have a star-studded 8 o'clock hour because coming up later on, former Post-Gazette columnist Bob Smizik. I'm always looking forward to talking to Smizik. He has a great point of view. And every once in a while, out of nowhere, you'll see a Smizik tweet, which is always on point. But coming up now on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, is current Post-Gazette columnist and still kind of new in that position. Jason Mackey is joining us. And Callis just asked you if we knew each other. I mean, what, are you kidding me?
Come on, Callis.
I was kidding you. That was the whole point.
Okay. Well, I'm a little slow on the uptake here. But yeah, so now you're not, I mean, you were on the Penguins beat for a number of years and the Pirates beat, and now you're on everybody's beat. So which is fun. No, you get a chance to do, I mean, I know that you columnists and you take directions from editors and so forth. Yet at the same time, you kind of get to pick and choose what you want to do. That's got to be kind of cool. Kind of the topic of the day or the week or whatever.
Yeah, and that in your style of writing, I think people who have read me, I'm not just a hot take guy. I'm probably not even a very good hot take guy, to be honest with you, Jim. That's just not my personality. I mean, maybe think about things differently, seeing the nuance and stuff. I like writing. I love this job. I can go pursue features or analysis or reported stuff or any number of things. If I have an opinion, I can spout that too. Certainly others do it better than me, but yeah, I'm learning. It's fun. It's been a new experience. It has been, in a very comfortable pool, and then I go jump in somewhere where it's freezing, and I try to figure it out. So it's been cool. And tell Smizik I said hi, by the way. I owe him a text and a breakfast, and I saw.
Yeah, you should
Smizik
go to the
couple weeks ago.
I went to the Friday morning breakfast a few times when the weather was colder, yep. But now I have the golf course gig that takes up my Friday mornings if I'm around. So I haven't seen him in a while, but I will certainly pass that along. So yesterday you were kind of back at the old stomping ground, if you will, with Kyle Dubas speaking after what was I don't want to say a weird day of free agency, but the Penguins ended up signing guys that I recognize the names, and it with me it was like, oh, this guy used to be pretty good, or this guy used to play well against the Penguins, but three guys that are, or the three main guys, I should say, they signed a bunch of guys. It was, to me, it was almost like a kind of a pirate-esque free agency signing, a bunch of signings.
Yes.
But it I don't know, it The thing that stuck out to me, and I know that you wrote about this in your column in the Post-Gazette today, is that it almost sounds like, and I know he's not, and you can't because you've got the four future Hall of Famers that for some reason can't figure out how to coexist on a successful power play, but you've got all those guys, and yet at the same time, he's almost conceding, it's almost punting on the season in a way, at least with some of the things that Kyle Dubas says said. Were you surprised by that a little bit?
I was, and it was a very interesting, maybe that's not the right word, sad vibe. I've been up there for plenty where we're talking about Jim Rutherford and he's pushing his chips to the middle of the table and Jim's been wheeling and dealing and doing God knows what, and it's much different right now. You know, even a year ago, Jim, that this is something I was trying to reflect on a little bit. Like a year ago, you see them give up a pick to get Riley Smith. They extend Tristan Jarry. They move heaven and earth to bring Eric Carlson in here and fit an $11.5 million cap hit. Like, there's a very discernible direction, which, frankly, I understand, whether it's been successful or not. You've got these aging stars. You want to try to give them one last kick at the can. Okay, I understand that. And then all of a sudden, a year later, when basically the same thing happens as the previous year, you're doing a 180-degree pivot to Anthony Beauvillier, Matt Grzelcyk, and guys that, you know, the Pirates comparison was apt. I thought, you know, guys that were productive a year or two ago, and we're going to give opportunity to these players and hope that they rediscover that previous level of performance. And that's exactly what the Pirates have done.
And not to mention Kevin Hayes, when they, and I know that, yeah, picking up his, no, but no, I'm saying, but not to mention you add him to the mix, even though that was a trade that was a few days ago. But it's just one of the things is when you say, like, I thought the stuff they did last year, I was excited by it. I thought this is interesting. Sure. I mean, you bring in a Stanley Cup winner, a guy who is a productive forward who can, you know, kind of a two-way guy who can score some big goals, and then apparently, by all accounts, he just had no interest in ever being here. You know, he just never felt comfortable here, and I don't understand why, because it seems like from being around these guys for the last how many years, it seems like a pretty good group, that you, an easy group to fit in with when you got a guy like Sidney Crosby who's texting you and say, welcome to town, etc. But that never worked. Ryan Graves, I thought, oh yeah, okay, here's a big defenseman. You know, it'll be either with Carlson or with Letang, and that'll be good. And that was just an unmitigated disaster. And I'm trying to think of some of the other moves that to me should have worked. The only one that did was Eller, really. You know, that was a good move. But now these are so under the radar. I mean, maybe these will work. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly need to hope they get something out of it, right? I mean, we see the direction that Dubas is heading and what he's going for. The Kevin Hayes contract or trade is probably a perfect example of that. The more valuable part of that was certainly the draft pick. But in the meantime, you've got a guy who, you know, has been okay at times, serviceable. He's an all-star. I sounds strange to say that, but you're paying him $3.5 million. You're going to play him on your third line, very likely, or maybe an upgraded fourth line. They certainly need to fix the bottom six. You hope you get something. You need something. I don't understand, Jim, and this is sort of funnels into the bigger point here, how you can just punt on this season. Like, and I don't think that's what they're doing, but it seems like the future is of greater priority than this upcoming season. And these guys aren't getting any younger. It's, you know, I think they deserve to have the Penguins go for it, even if that, you know, sort of leaves a flop on the other side. Is Kevin Hayes enough? I don't think he is. I don't think, you know, other people on the wings or, you know, rounding out their forward group are enough.
Yeah, one of the things I was kind of waiting for and actually hoping for draft, and even at some point, well, at some point, and it could still happen, but you know, they should move on from Tristan Jarry, in my opinion. I didn't like the contract that he was given last offseason, and apparently other teams don't like it either, because I can't imagine that they're not at least exploring the possibility of moving him, because they've got, you know, Ned was great last year and in the role that he had, and they've got a young goalie that they think can be. At some point, you got to find out if the guy's NHL ready. And I think we've kind of seen what Jari's going to give you. I mean, he was leading the league in shutouts at one point, and then all of a sudden he just can't win a game when you needed him to win a game for you.
Yeah. No, I'm a little surprised by that, too. I think the piece of information we probably lack or could really use is what the potential return is. You know, if the return stinks, then I understand not moving him right now. And there's nothing out there that says they're going to keep him, like, you know, in perpetuity, or that they're not going to be entertained by a deal. So I agree with you. I understand where you could go that. And frankly, before Kyle Dubas talked, Jim, I was more in the camp of keeping Jari because I thought it made sense and aligned with sort of going for it this year. Like, that's the best assembly of goaltending you could possibly have. But understanding the direction where Dubas is going with the rest of the team, shoot, at this point, if you can mortgage him for some assets and just turn things over to Ned and Blomqvist, fine.
Yeah,
you know, maybe there's a third goalie you can sign out there for cheap.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just kind of seen enough, I guess.
I have two. I just don't want to give them away for nothing.
Oh, sure.
That's all. Like, if it requires me to keep them for a little bit and then trade them mid-season and then flip the switch to Blomqvist, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I would be too. Now you're up at your.
Hey, everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
In Cranberry yesterday, and I imagine you'll be making your way to PNC Park here tonight. Because there's a pretty big series on the horizon here with the Cardinals coming in. This is we're getting, even though it's just over the midway point of the season, we know what the wild card standings are. The Cardinals have already made a move, and they're in the wild card. I mean, they're leading the wild card, I think, or at least they're one of the wild cards right now. Not leading because Atlanta would be, but anyway. The Cardinals are where the Cardinals usually are, and the Pirates need to get there. They need to win at least two out of three here against St. Louis. They got Keller going tonight, and then the Mets to follow. I mean, this is a 7-game homestand that it's not like it's going to decide everything this season, but it's crucial that the Pirates do well and win at least four, if not five, of these games.
Yeah, and they have two very hot teams in town, Jim. I was looking at this last night. The Cardinals, not only are they, you know, very much in playoff position and doing what we've come to expect of the Cardinals, they've been the best team in the National League for a pretty long stretch. They started 15-24. They've been 28-16 since. It's sort of wild, but you know what? The crazy part, the Pirates have a chance to win this series. The two biggest guns in St. Louis, Lance Lynn and Sonny Gray, at this point, the Pirates are going to luck into missing both of them. So you're going to get Jared Jones back. You're going to get Mitch Keller, an opportunity to really show well against the Cardinals. And I mean, the Mets have been kind of in the same boat. They've been hot lately, a poor start. It is very much getting to the time where the Pirates, things are going to separate. You know, some teams are going to hit a skid. Some teams are going to keep winning and actually keep themselves in it. I hope the Pirates are in the latter category. I think they can be in the latter category based on the pitching that they've gotten alone. They've been in a lot of games, but I just, you know, I worry a little bit about the offense, getting O'Neill Cruz more consistent, Key Brian Hayes, more productivity out of him. Rowdy Tellez had a really good June. Brian Reynolds had a really good June, but not getting enough from Sawinski. On down the line, I could keep going, but yes, important series, and they need to keep this going.
And it's been such a waste of pitching. The interesting thing is that Skeens, when the Pirates didn't need to score a whole lot of runs, they did. When he first came up, it's like
right. Some and then reason when they did. Yeah.
He injected. He was a great hitter in college too. But in some reason he injected offense and everybody else, you know, but besides his pitching. And then the last two starts when he went out, all he does, you know, he allows a home run to the first guy and then doesn't allow anything after that. And yet they're unable to score any runs for him. And I'm looking ahead to the pitching. Prez's slate, it's going to go Keller, Jones, and then Prez against St. Louis. And then I looked ahead to the Mets series, and we got a bunch of TBDs. Now, we saw them skip Jones recently. I can't imagine that they would skip a Skeens start at home. I mean, that would be, economically, that's just that would be anti-Pirate. I mean, he's got a, you know, I'm trying to get him in over the, and I'm going to include the 10 game, because they go to Milwaukee after that. You know, he needs to pitch three of those games. If they're going to skip a start with him, that needs to be much further down the road.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're going to skip a start with him, you're going to do it on the road. Down the road, on the road.
Right.
And with the All-Star break coming up, there's probably an opportunity to get him, you know, if you can live without him for, I don't know, I'm just thinking off the top of my head here, Jim, if he starts later this week and you live without that next start, you can skip him over the All-Star break and something like that and try to, you know, allow him to feel a little bit more fresh.
Unless he's in the All-Star game.
Yeah, that's a good point, but it's still only one inning.
Yeah, but you know how the Pirates will look at that.
It doesn't matter how the Pirates look at that. You think Major League Baseball would allow the Pirates to say like Paul's not pitching?
He needs to be in that game, right? It's a showcase. It's funny too how in a lot of instances a guy with his age and just less than just a year from being drafted normally would be in like the futures game, and he needs to be showcased in the real game. Okay, now do you think the toe tap Tellez? Do you think that he has turned into the guy that they thought they were bringing in all along? You know, can Reynolds continue this hot hitting? Callis brought up earlier, the Furries are going to be in town this weekend, and apparently that brought out the best in McCutcheon. I'd forgotten about that. Is there that inner offense that's lurking that Ben Cherington keeps telling us about?
Man, I forgot about the Furries.
I'd completely forgotten about that. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to know why Callis was keeping that on his calendar, but we'll leave that for another conversation for another day. Yeah, I think Rowdy Tellez can replicate what he did in June. I do. I think there was a good hitter in there. I don't know what happened over the first 2 months. I don't know why it went so awry. It worries me a little bit when you look at the Pirates hitting program and you have so many new people coming in here and it just seemingly goes
not
to you
working.
Not know what pretty
yeah.
quickly. Yeah. Like, you know, they have to go outside for help. But in any case, like, I don't worry about Brian Reynolds. He's going to be fine. I've not worried about Rowdy Tellez. A lot of what he's doing is well inside of his range of capabilities. I worry about the other guys. Like, what do you get out of Jack Sawinski? Where's Henry Davis at? I mean, right now he's dealing with a concussion and seemingly nowhere close. Key Brian Hayes, as I brought up earlier, trying to find more consistency from O'Neill Cruz. Is Michael A. Taylor a salvageable hitter? Like, you have money tied up in these guys. You have prominent spots tied up in these guys. And, you know, that's where they need the offense to come. I don't worry about Rowdy or Reynolds.
And one of the big, this is getting into the beyond this season, but the Pirates are in a position now where they're paying Mitch Keller's getting paid, yet at the same time for what other pitchers are getting paid for doing performing the way that Keller is right now, he's a bargain if he continues to pitch the way that he does. But then you've got Skeens and Jones, you don't have to pay those guys, and if there's ever an opportunity for the Pirates to go out and spend some money on some legit free agent thumpers that might be able to come in and give you a real major league lineup, this is the opportunity to do it when two of your best three pitchers aren't getting paid yet.
You're not wrong. I can't disagree with you,
yeah,
Jim. The other thing is not to be morbid, but I mean, look at pitchers' arm health.
Yeah.
Like, what guarantee do we have over the next 5 years all three of them are going to be healthy and in the same rotation? Like, I hate to say it, and I don't mean to be the bad guy. It's just reality of where they're at. Like, spend the money. Spend the money. You have the opportunity. I'd also argue it's not just the money. I'm actually working on this column right now about one thing that they have that's free. Play better fundamental baseball. You know, throw the ball back to the pitcher as you should. Slide better. Like there's a bunch of really simple internal improvements. But I completely agree. I mean, this is the opportunity they've been waiting for. There's been low payrolls. It's like you said, you're going to supplement this core when you need it. Guess what? You need to supplement. You need an offensive bat. Go get it.
Yeah, so we got some good weather. Have you ever been on a tiki boat?
I have never done that.
So that intrigues you as well?
It does. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what I don't want to do, Jim, is those pedal bar things. You know how you have to, like,
I was going to say Nashville. That's where I saw them.
I don't want to work while I drink. I'll float while I drink. I don't want to work. Oh,
they have those in Detroit. Well, every place has them, because I noticed that Chelios's bar, which is across from Comerica Park in Detroit, that's where they parked the things, because we were just kind of hanging out there. We went there a couple of years ago, and that's where the bikes went. The only thing that concerns me is you're on the tiki boat, and obviously I believe that beverages will be served. And if you're on the tiki boat for a couple of hours and you have a decent amount of beverages, then at some point...
Where do you go?
I mean, you can't just, you know... I mean, we're guys. Pretty much, you know, you go behind a tree. You can, you know, you can't lean over the side of the boat and just, you know, take care of business. So that's the only thing that concerns me. And I haven't seen them up close, but I don't imagine... Is there facilities on board? Do we know this?
I mean, I've only seen them from a distance, but I can't imagine where that facility is located. Like, what do you do?
I don't know.
Going, you know, through the bottom of the boat?
That's okay.
I'd imagine you just have to make a pit stop and you pull up aside.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would make the best out of it.
I would. Well, maybe we can do that. We'll get your family. We can get
pee on a boat.
We get me. No. No, we get Linda and I, and then you guys, and maybe a couple other people, because you need to fill the tiki boat with like 8 people, I think, right? I don't know.
Jim, I would gladly rent a tiki boat with you, my friend.
That would be crazy.
That would be the highlight of my life.
Well,
I don't care what it costs. I don't care what we have to do.
You need to set your sights.
You are absolutely one of the people I'd want to be on a tiki boat.
Jason, you need to set your sights just a little bit higher, which I know you do.
No way, man.
But hey, Jason, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate it. And we'll look forward to your segment next Tuesday at 8 o'clock when you'll be doing it with more radio professionals than I. I think Crowley's, I think Crowley's back. Okay. Did you have paternity leave when your kids were born?
I did, but mine was born in, yeah, I had
so you
paternity
did,
leave.
You
I,
did.
I only took a week, I think, with each one.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty quick.
Yeah, mine was pretty quick.
I probably
quick too.
Could have taken more, but I'm a little bit nuts.
No, you know, no, you're a workaholic is what you are. So that's, you're dedicated to your craft, and I appreciate that. All right, we'll have to get together soon. We will catch up. We'll talk to you later, maybe on a tiki boat.
All right, friend.
All right, Jason.
Thanks, Jim. Take care, man.
All right, doing a nice job as columnist for the Post-Gazette.
Hey, everybody. Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days, starting July 24th, and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. there's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination.
It's been a three-year wait, but the Olympics are back, and the CBS Sports Podcast Network has you covered with everything happening in Paris. It's a new era for the U.S. women's national team, and Attacking Third will tackle all the women's soccer action. First Cut will keep close tabs on golf, while Beyond the Arc will follow the U.S. men's basketball team on a quest for another gold. And We Need to Talk Now will provide comprehensive coverage of women's athletes at the Olympic Games. Follow and listen to all CBS Sports podcasts for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.